SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
In today's program, we highlight the Labor Day project for Portmore and later our child safety tip. Welcome and thanks for joining. Approximately $2 million will be spent to develop a recreational park and a new park for children and the elderly in Waterford, Portmore. The undertaking is the designated Labor Day project for the Portmore Municipal Council. Labor Day is being observed on Monday, May 25 under the theme Labor of Love, Nurturing Our Children. Acting Mayor of Portmore, Councillor Leon Thomas, told Roundabout JA that preparatory work is on the way.
We already fenced it, we're already topsoil, and we are now doing some irrigation work there.
He says the project includes the planting of grass, trees, and construction of swings, slides, a jungle gym, and benches. Councillor Thomas says the council is consulting with the forestry department to determine the type of trees to be planted at the site. Apart from the parish project, Councillor Thomas says residents will be engaged in a number of other activities on Labor Day.
In the municipality, all citizen associations register their projects with the municipality. We assist in the best way as possible that we can, with trees, topsoil, paint, whatever that is on it, and we can assist, we normally assist.
He's calling on members of citizens' associations to register their projects and to assist with the parish project.
After you finish your Labor Day activities within your community, come on down to the main project. You always respond to these calls, and I'm asking you to turn out in your numbers to make Labor Day a successful one.
Acting Mayor of Portmore, Councillor Leon Thomas.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics Facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hub Active.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
Ensuring satisfactory water supply and sanitation services by strengthening the systems for storage, treatment, and distribution of water is an objective of Vision 2030. Vision 2030 is the island's first long-term national development plan geared at transforming Jamaica to developed country status within 15 years. Our community notice for today. One Step Forward Consultancy and the Victoria Climate Foundation will on Friday, May 15, host the International Safeguarding Children's Conference at the University of the West Indies, Mona. For more information, call 746-9605 or 447-9817. And now for our Child Month tip. Teach your child how to cross the road properly. The number one rule is to stop, look, and listen. Firstly, tell them to find the safest place to cross, then stop. Stand on the pavement near the curb or the edge if there is no curb. Secondly, tell them to take lots of time to have a good look all around. Tell them to ensure they can see if anything is coming and drivers can see them too. And lastly, listen. Listening carefully is very important because you can sometimes hear traffic before you can see it. And tell your child never to cross the road whilst chatting to people, listening to a music player, or talking on a cell phone. That tip was brought to you by the National Child Month Committee with sponsor Grace Kennedy. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA with studio engineer Andre Palmer. I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.